If you walk out of here today and never, never, never put a piece of fried food in your mouth, you'll add 25 years to your life whether you take my stuff or not. You'll add 25 years to your life by never again eating fried foods. I have people saying, honey, I ain't going to do that. Now, here's what I want you to think about. I don't want you to do it for yourself. I don't want you to do it for yourself. What I want you to do it for is for your kids and your grandkids. Wow. Because wow. Who's going to keep them on the good Christian path? The government? The police department? Are you and the parents? Our kids and grandkids need us more than ever. And if all you have to do to give them 25 more years of your love and good Christian guidance is to give up fried foods, I say give up the fried foods. If you can't do that, shame on you. This guy had been dead for 35 years. He's still killing people. Oh, I hit a nerve there. Now, Kentucky Fried Chicken can be good. They have KRC, too. They have KRC, Kentucky Roasted Chicken, but they never put that on sale. And so if I were a Kentucky Fried Chicken guy, I would just take all the original stuff out, and I would just only sell KRC. Then you'd be a good guy, wouldn't you? So they have the option of being the good guy or the bad guy. And then there's Captain D's Fried Fish. Fried fish explains the stroke belt, cancer belt, heart attack belt. And then there's the Bible belt. That's the good guys. Okay, immortality. We're talking about spiritual as well as physical here. Now, the interesting thing about it, the top 20 longevity cultures on Earth, they have 25 things in common. And number one, they're all believers. They're all believers. The top 20 longevity cultures on Earth, you notice I didn't say countries, the top 20 longevity cultures on Earth are all believers. Isn't that neat? They follow God's law. Now, how many of you can remember? I'm going to show you five because I don't have time to show you all 25. So I want you to get the book Immortality and learn the top 25 things that all these people do, the top 20 longevity cultures. How many remember going to your parents' house or grandparents' house? They had a wood stove. Anybody remember that? Okay, good. Where do the ashes go every morning? In the garden. Exactly right. In the garden. Now, wood ashes are not carbon. That powder that came out of the wood stove are minerals. They're minerals that didn't burn when you burned the carbon in the fuel, the wood. They went out in the garden, and the tomatoes and the okra and the onions and the garlic and the sweet potatoes and the corn and everything else, squash you grew in the garden, all sucked those minerals up, you ate them, you got the minerals in that fashion. Now, how many of you are still putting the wood ashes in your garden, not going to a grocery store, and you're getting your minerals in that fashion? What did you replace those minerals with? Uh-oh, Houston, we have a problem. You gave up all those minerals that your culture has been using for thousands of years. You don't do it anymore. We're too civilized, and that's why we'd be dead early, okay? And then there's another way we used to get minerals, in addition to, not in place of, but in addition to the wood ashes, which was a universal thing that all cultures did until we got electricity. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, we all began to die as soon as we took electricity on instead of wood. That's when they turned on the first power station. Okay, so we know the exact moment when our lives began to go down the tank. The other thing we used to get minerals from, and I can tell you this through a nutritional fairy tale. It's my favorite nutritional fairy tale. It's an old Dutch fairy tale. Fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. Now, how many of you are still putting bone meal in your bread? Ha! Houston, we have a problem. No more bone meal, no more wood ashes, no more plant minerals. A problem. They all get, all 20 cultures get their 90 essential nutrients, the almighty 90, the 90 for life, different ways because no cultural or genetic relationship to each other. They all live on a calorie-restricted diet. They don't know the science behind that, which there's a lot of science behind doubling your lifespan by restricting calories. They have a calorie-restricted diet because they're all poor. They're all third-world cultures. They only eat 900 calories because that's a day they can only afford 900 calories a day on the average. That's according to the National Geographic magazine where we got all that data from. See, it's not my data, it's theirs, National Geographic's. We take in 2,800, 3,200. They take in 900. They avoid all the bad stuff, not because they wouldn't eat fried foods if it wasn't there, and they wouldn't drink, I'm sure they'd drink Mountain Dew if it was there, but there's no utilities, so who's going to build a drive-thru? Drive-thru don't work with people coming through there on donkeys. It doesn't work. So by default, they're not getting the bad stuff. Also, they take in 20 times to 50 times the antioxidants we do in the form of ORAC points. That's why I told you about two of those triple treat chocolates give you 33,000 ORAC points. That's right in the middle of the 20,000 to 50,000 ORAC points. So let's quickly here, and I'm flipping through a lot of these guys. Let's just look at one guy who I think is pretty neat. He was the oldest man in America in December of 2008 when he died. George Francis was a illiterate black fella living out in the swamps of Louisiana. He's a Creole, and here's his daughter reading the newspaper to him. Illiterate, couldn't read. Said nothing about his intelligence. He's probably a very smart guy, but just couldn't read. But he lived out in the swamps of Louisiana. I mean, he's living on crawdads and garlic and peppers and stuff like that, throwing wood ashes in his garden where he's growing his peppers and sweet potatoes. No doctors. These are store-bought glasses. His daughter bought them, right? And so, an interesting thing. He's the oldest man in America. Illiterate black guy living out in the swamps of Louisiana, the oldest man in America. Hello? Are you getting a picture here? No doctors. Didn't kill him. Now, he lived through 19 U.S. presidents whose average lifespan was 75. Now, U.S. presidents have at least two university degrees. The doctors who care for them aren't the usual schlucky local guys, right? I mean, they're the cream of the crop. They are going to get the best doctors for presidents of the United States, and they usually have two and three and four university degrees. With all that, presidents of the United States live to be an average of 75, and here's this illiterate black guy living out in the swamps of Louisiana. The oldest man in America dies at 112. So when he died, the reporters asked his daughter, what did he do to live to be 112? And here's what she said. Listen up here. You won't believe this. She said, he broke all the rules of health eating. Well, who comes up with the rules of health eating? Medical doctors. He broke all the rules of health eating with a diet heavy on dairy, eggs, and lard sandwiches. Now remember, if you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, if you want to avoid Parkinson's disease, you have to have 8 to 10 eggs a day, right? Remember that? Hello? He lived on a diet heavy on dairy, eggs, and lard sandwiches. Wood ashes. Bone meal. No doctors. I mean, he didn't even know there was such a thing as Medicare and Medicaid. He didn't know LSU had a medical school. Now, right now, the oldest living person is 158 years of age. It's a woman in Indonesia. And they have all her birth and baptismal records from the Dutch Reformed Church back 158 years ago now. Let's look at billionaires. Now, let's look at billionaires. Billionaires can afford top doctors, the top insurance, the top medicine. They can get chefs. I mean, can billionaires eat good food? Yes. Hello. So I'm tracking Donald Trump and Gates and Warren Buffett and them guys. Forbes magazine did what I wanted to do, but I didn't want to spend the money because I knew nobody would believe me. So they finally did what we need to find out here. What they did was look at, they wanted to find out what kills billionaires. Was there a BD disease? Was there a billionaire's disease? You know, poor people die from certain diseases. They want to find out rich people die from certain diseases. So what they said was billionaires are killed. They used the word killed. Billionaires are killed by the same unglamorous things that kill the rest of us because they use the same doctors. They die from cancer, heart disease, stroke, kidney failure, diabetes, etc. because they're using the same doctors. The average lifespan, and remember, this is 2004, the average lifespan is 78. The average lifespan of a falling down red wine drunk from Baltimore, Maryland, 75. You don't gain a whole lot by being a billionaire when it comes to... Remember, they're eating dog food and drinking red wine. There's never been a billionaire who lived to be 100. Now, Forbes magazine didn't want to believe that, so 7 years later, which is this year, come March of this year, they redid it. March of 2011, they redid it. They said, the average lifespan of billionaires in March of 2011 is 66. Now, wait a minute. 7 years ago, it was 78. So in a seven-year time, following the doctor's recipe, the average lifespan of billionaires dropped by 12 years. 12 years they lost following the doctor's recipe. So if a doctor comes to your house, say, I'm moving in the neighborhood, I'm going to give you a free exam. On my car, you'll notice that I'm the doctor to billionaires. I'd chase him off my lawn with a claw hammer. I'd want to inflict a lot of damage on him. I don't want him near my family if he's been bragging he's been treating billionaires. At 66, you got to be kidding me. If anybody could find the medical cure, you notice how I use that word, if anybody could find a medical cure for his problems, it'd be this guy here, Steve Jobs. They killed him at age 56. And I use the term they killed him because as soon as they gave him a liver transplant, he was a dead man walking. Wow. Because what drugs do you have to give somebody who has an organ transplant? Immunosuppressant drugs to prevent rejection of this new organ, right? What is your best friend when you have cancer? Immune system. So they killed him as sure as they shot him in the head.